It's music time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Susan Moran, welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today's program, I've selected some recordings from our Voice of America music library, and from time to time, we'll call on our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. Today we're traveling to the west coast of Africa to visit a most picturesque and colorful country, the Republic of Guinea. Guinea, of course, has already made cultural history resulting from the worldwide tours of her dance and musical troupes. The famed Ballet Africain is still remembered in Europe and the United States, and the National Folkloric Ensemble has also traveled far and wide, entertaining international audiences with the musical heritage of Africa. In our Voice of America library, we have an extensive collection of music from Guinea, most of which was recorded by our own music man, Leo Sarkisian. Leo spent several years in Guinea studying and recording while assisting that government in making a systematic collection of its music. The people of Guinea have an unusual and rich variety of musical instruments: lutes, harps, violins, xylophones, horns, flutes, reed instruments, a multitude of different type drums, bells, gongs, and other idiophones widely in use in West Africa. The most famous and exotic among all the West African musical instruments is the kora, the majestic 21-string harp. The kora is one half of the shell of a large gourd to which is attached a pole, averaging about 4 feet. The strings attached to the pole cross over the face of the gourd covered with goat or calf skin. The strings are divided into two sections and plucked with the fingers of both hands. The instrument requires, of course, many years of patient instruction and training. In this first recording I have here, the kora is played by Mbadi Kuyate, one of Guinea's leading exponents in the art of kora playing, and a descendant of the Kuyate family of griots. The tune is a very old one, called Boloba. Thank you. Buluba, an ancient Malinke tune played by Mbare Kuyate, one of Guinea's most noted virtuosos, on the 21-string kora harp. Another instrument recorded by music man Leo in the Republic of Guinea is the balafon, the West African xylophone. The balafon of Guinea usually has 19 notes, but varies at times having 17 or even 15 notes. These instruments require a high degree of musical craftsmanship, for not only has each slab of wood to be tuned to fit into the scale, but it also has to be resonated underneath by a calabash of exactly the same frequency of vibrations. The balafon is played by striking the wooden keys with two rubber-headed sticks. Again, Leo located one of the finest xylophone players in West Africa to record some lasting examples of balafon music. Our soloist in this recording is Sori Kuyate, and the tune is as classic as the instrument itself, Keme Buruma. Now I would like to introduce just one more of the many classic traditional musical instruments played in the Republic of Guinea, the African lute known as the kwani. The history of origin of this fine and delicate plucked instrument goes way back in time, hundreds of years. Historians tell us about the lute players in the courts of ancient African kings, and about the wandering minstrels and storytellers reciting and singing their poetry to the accompanying notes of the kwani. Mama Nyong, a Malinke musician, was perhaps the most noted of kwani players, and was about 60 or 70 years old when Leo made this recording in Conakry in 1962. Since then, Mama Nyong has passed away, the last of the old school of traditional West African lute players. The number of recordings made by music man Leo preserve for history the artistry of this famous musician and some of the ancient songs that had been handed down to him by his ancestors. Here is a recording of Mama Nyong playing a tune called Leoro, a song known not only in Guinea, but familiar to musicians in Gambia, Senegal, and Mali. The forest region of Guinea is not only one of the most remote and interesting places in the country, but also is the richest in traditional folklore, customs, and music. The major tribal group in this region is the Gerze, and among the many different types of musical groups of these people, the elephant tusk horn orchestras are probably the most outstanding, both musically and historically. Ibn Battuta, the greatest of Muslim travelers, traveled south of the Sahara in the year 1352. He described his journey in great detail, especially when he witnessed an audience held by the king of one of the ancient West African empires. Writing about the king's warriors and attendants, he said, "Each commandant has in front of him his men with their spears, bows, drums, and horns made of ivory of elephant tusks." The ivory horns described by Ibn Battuta in the 1300s are still used today in West Africa, especially in Guinea and neighboring Liberia. Usually, the horn groups consist of about 5 to 7 players, each musician with a different size elephant tusk, and each musician having his own notes and part to play in a dance tune. This next recording was made in the town of Nzerekora, deep in the heart of the forest region. It's a medley of Gerze dance tunes, beginning with music by a horn and drum group, and followed by several groups playing different types of percussion instruments.
Yeah.
That was music from the forest region in southeast Guinea. Our last bit of music on today's visit to the Republic of Guinea will be somewhat on the modern side, but still very traditional. The popular Kabendo dance played by a small guitar band in the town of Kissidougou. Well, friends, our time has run out, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, this is Susan Moran saying goodbye and inviting you to join me next time for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa Service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of these same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 11, 13, 16, 19, 25, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now, until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.